Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. And here I have a surprise for you.
Are you ready?
Yeah. We are going to geek out with Zeke Stout. Zeke is fresh off of he went on one of his own classes. Tell me about this class you have been on, sir.
Yeah, well, technically not one of my own classes. It's a USCCA course. I am now a certified USCCA firearms instructor after this past week.
Right.
It was good. It's a really good course. The reason I did it, right, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, how are you going to be an instructor? That's such a flooded market, and they all bash each other, which that's something we've got to fix anyways. We can't have everybody bashing each other instructor-wise, but With the school, sometimes we'll get very basic questions about different guns, best to use for this or that. And you and I have both been to tons of trainings, right? And with lots of different schools and lots of different places, and we know the answers. But with me being attached to the school and answering some of those questions, it would put a little bit of a liability there. Or not necessarily liability, but, you know, what kind of backing do I have to answer some of those questions, right?
Right.
In a public forum. It's one thing for you and I to tell a friend that says, hey, you know, am I gripping this right? Or, hey, am I shooting? That's totally different. But to be on a public forum with thousands of people watching, you kind of want to avoid that stuff, because if you flip up and say the wrong thing, you know, it's going to look bad on you without having any extra letters behind your name. If that makes any sense at all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So did that. And it was about, I want to say it was about 12 to 16 hours of online learning before I went to the in-person class. And the in-person class was great. The instructor was great. It was, May from Iron and Lace Defense up in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. So I was in the Secret City. But it was a really, really good class. The mindset stuff is really intense, good. A lot of stuff that, you know, we learned at the Jaeger's course and with other instructors. I was a little worried being a big organization if it would kind of be, and I mean this, well, I don't mean this in the nicest way. I'm talking about other organizations, and not necessarily in the gun industry.
Sure.
There's a lot of organizations like USCCA that'll put out a training, like, we'll train you to do this and give you a certificate. And it's a joke. You know, you watch 10 videos, you answer 5 questions that are multiple choice. Oops, you answered them all wrong. Here, we'll give you 3, 4, 5 chances to get them right. And wow, you're certified, right? It's not like that. I mean, it's a really, really good course. I was thoroughly impressed.
So, why did you need to become a firearms instructor?
Well, that was one of the questions I just answered.
Well, I mean, from the standpoint of, is this going to be something that you're looking at as far as with the school, or is this just something you wanted to do for yourself? Or
well, it gives a little more. It does and it doesn't give a little more weight to me being able to answer certain questions in this realm, right? I may have had the answer, but I didn't feel comfortable answering them without some kind of instructor certificate behind my name. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, that does.
So that's,
yes, it does.
Yeah. So that's one part. The second part is I am a firm believer in having multiple streams of revenue. And I'm thinking at a minimum, I could teach you concealed carry courses in Tennessee now and, make a little extra money.
Yeah.
But to the credibility side of it, there are a lot of us that really, really know the answers to this stuff because we've been trained. But, and I'm not saying you have to be an instructor to give somebody answers. It's just in my role, I think it was a better weight for me. To help with that. But another aspect of it too is it's kind of a shared information for the school because the school, we're trying to become a resource for the whole industry.
Right.
We're working on, you know, a job board for people to find jobs in the gunsmithing world. And we're working with other companies to say, hey, you know, do you need some help with your online learning stuff? USCCA, we had talked about it. I don't think they need our help, but what it did give me is it gave me a few different delivery methods for curriculum that I might utilize in our school too, because it was a really well put together course.
Well, the I got to ask the 800-pound and you know the grill in the room question.
I'm only 240. Come on,
not you being a gorilla. You're too good rookie to be the gorilla. Heretofore, most people look at the NRA course as the de facto course to go to. And is that something you've already done? Did you not need to do it? Or did you just prefer this curricula better?
I've done the NRA shotgun coaching course. It's good. Don't get me wrong, it's not bad. I think the delivery is a little bit better USCCA. Now, that's a shotgun coaching course for like sport, clay shooting, trap shooting. I have not taken their instructor course. I'm going to at some point. But I have heard NRA instructors say USCCA instructor training is a joke. I've heard USCCA instructors say the vice versa. And then the majority of people I know have both. And I think it's good to have both because it's just like you and I both trained with Jaeger before.
Right.
One of the main things he tells you, he's like, do not pick one trainer and use him the rest of your life. Learn from everybody every chance you get because you will always, always learn something new in every class you take. So I'm a firm believer of having a broad spectrum of the education styles, especially when it comes to guns. I mean, we're working with tools that were designed to kill.
Right.
There is an inherent danger to that. So the more training I can get from the more avenues, the better I am as a professional in the firearms industry.
Jaeger was very much, did you ever go to any other classes besides Jaeger's in the Southeast?
You mean tactical response or just any firearms trainer?
Any firearms trainer.
Yeah, I've done several different ones.
Well, in South Carolina, everybody had been to Jaeger's training class.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. Everybody had been to Jaeger's fighting pistol class.
Okay.
And now, did Jaeger actually teach instructors? Did he have an instructor's course that I just don't know about?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
Well, I mean, everybody that I went to before I went to Jaeger was trying to teach Jaeger's system. You know, the
right.
Pull it back, scan left and right, spin around, that kind of thing. But without the telling the why. And none of them gave the talk that Jaeger gives in the fighting pistol class on day two.
Sure.
I wonder if they're still using that video that he shot, because that the video itself was worth going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. MGS.edu, that is where you go to MGS Trade School as they continue, as the elements of school continue to evolve and get bigger and better. MGS.edu, MGS Trade School. Talking to Zeke Stout, we are geeking out. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking. We're geeking out with Zeke Stout. Fresh off of now, with that behind your name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I've never actually seen anybody with a USCCA credential before. I've never trained with anybody that has that. And so for the uninitiated, will they even know the difference between what you do and what the NRA may or may not teach?
I don't know. The only concealed carry course I've taken is the state of Tennessee, which is basically the NRA course. This one goes into a lot more of the mindset, legal responsibility, the mental aspects of things. I like that aspect compared to when I took my concealed carry course. I think it's all going to be, let's go back to my score, right? MGS. People ask all the time, is this going to make me a gunsmith? Well, we give you all the knowledge it takes to make you a gunsmith. It's up to you and how you apply it, what you do with it. Because, like I've said on the show before, I know doctors that have gone to Ivy League medical schools, and they're horrible doctors. And I know doctors who have gone overseas to, you know, the Philippines, and they're one of the best doctors I've ever met.
But that probably has more to do with the individual, what do you think?
Right, and that's kind of where I'm getting. I think it depends on the instructor's style, you know, whether people will be able to tell, and how much other training the instructor's done and applied to this. Because there's some freedom to elaborate more on certain subject matter with stuff that you've had from other classes. So, you know, let's suspend this belief right now. Let's say USCCA is better than NRA as far as curriculum.
Right.
Well, if you or I taught the NRA curriculum, but we interjected stuff we learned at Tactical Response or with Palisade Tactical or any of the other places we've ever trained with, that course, compared to somebody who just teaches the USCCA course very bare bones by the book, the NRA may seem better, right? But vice versa. Let's say you and I teach the USCCA course and interject all the new stuff and all the other stuff we learn. But then the boring person who's never trained anywhere else but the NRA course teaches the NRA course, that will seem not as good. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it all comes down to what the person, the individual teaching it, is going to apply to it. And let's say it's somebody like us that does have a lot of training, but they are, you know, the Ferris Bueller instructor. It's like, okay, for your concealed carry course today, we are going to show you the proper grip, and, you know, then it's a horrible course. It might be the right curriculum, but the course is horrible because the instructor's not great.
So, that all makes perfectly good sense to me, but I think that's actually the truth and actually a thing with anybody. It's going to all come down to the individual and the way they apply it and everything else, but...
Yep. Delivery is everything. I could, you know, you get the right person teaching how to open a garbage bag and put it in the garbage can, it could be entertaining and enjoyable.
Well, entertaining and enjoyable means they're paying attention. That was the thing about Jaeger, because Jaeger was funny.
Yeah. Yep.
His instructors were funny, because, like, most people that went to a Jaeger class never really actually trained with James, right?
Right, exactly.
So, you know, I was lucky enough when I went up there, I got to film with him for a minute before I got out of town. But Jay and his merry band were the ones that taught us.
Mm-hmm.
They were hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah.
But they were pretty good instructors. But, I mean, in all things, though, entertainment comes down to it. I have something for you to geek out on.
Oh, I like that.
So, one time I went to the range with three pistols to film three YouTube videos. The three pistols were a FN-509 MRD mid, a Walther PDP full-size, 5-inch round, and a Chambers Custom 1 of 10 that was mated with a Knights Armament System AR. The pistol itself cost $10,000. When you pulled the trigger on that pistol, it was compensated. The barrel was made to the slide in such a way, and the slide mass was calculated to the spring and to the compensator. And you pulled the trigger, and you were aware of a little itty bitty thud.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, compared to that gun, the PDP and the 509 shot horribly compared to those two. So, of course, I did the video, and I didn't say anything bad about them because I was aware of what had happened, but I got rid of them. But then I got to thinking. Now, I can run these custom guns like nobody's business.
Gotcha.
And I can run the staccatos like nobody's business. But I kind of want to have a standard out-of-the-box gun and that I carry on a regular basis in case I have to actually use it. Because I would rather have a $500 gun in a police lockup than a $2,000 or $3,000 gun.
Okay.
So I have gotten another FN-509 and another Walther PDP.
Oh, happy then.
Yes, I'm about to put them through it. Now, one thing I have discovered upon very close inspection of them is that those two out of the box are very different animals altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Walther comes in a little more expensive than the FN. The FN, if you were to get the FN in the same sort of setup as the Walther, it comes in about $400 more than the Walther. So, what are you doing?
Me?
Yeah, there's something in the background happening out there. What you got going on?
I'm sitting here staring at my computer screen.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, something's sounding like wind or something. Anyway, have you ever gotten rid of guns on purpose? And you're not going to have time to answer this, but have you ever gotten rid of guns on purpose? And then after you think about it for a little bit, you say to yourself, that probably wasn't a great idea. Have you ever done that?
100%.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. Now, of course, Zeke runs MGS Trade School. And this is where you can reinvent yourself and become something altogether different. And it does depend on you. I mean, you're going to get what you put into it. However, one thing you're not going to put into it is a whole lot of money. You can get a whole other trade, a whole other career for, what, $5,000? Is that right?
Yep.
$5,000, $5,000. All set up. Go to MGS Trade School, mgs.edu, to find out more about that stuff. There is nothing keeping you from doing that, if that's actually something that's on your mind at the moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Attorney General says the man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents has been arrested. Merrick Garland.
Jack Douglas Teixeira, in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Teixeira is a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. Former Vice President Mike Pence.
How could a Massachusetts National Guardsman have access to this type of classified and sensitive information? Yeah.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 383 points to 34,029. The S&P 500 rose by 54 points to 4,146. The Nasdaq climbed up 236 points to 12,166. Planes at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport are stuck after 26 inches of rainfall. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Zeke Stout. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. Have you ever gotten rid of guns, and I mean, you said 100%. What are some of the guns that come to mind that you've gotten rid of that you had to go back and revisit?
Some of them are silly, right? Yeah, you know, if somebody comes from the tactical mindset, you know, what's good for what, some of them are useless for anything in the practical, but they're fun. They're fun guns. So, you know, in that realm, I had a Desert Eagle 50AE. That I sold to 22 Plinkster, and he said that, you know, if I ever wanted it back, I'd let him know and I can buy it back. But he fell in love with it too. So I don't know that I'm getting that one back. I had a Smith & Wesson 500 Magnum, the short barrel one. That was fun. That was awesome to take to the range and have, you know, you get everybody on the line of fire and then just rip one off and see people go, what was that? That was always a fun gun. As far as practical guns, there was a company that they're no longer exist, but they, did you ever hear of Two Vets Arms?
I believe I did. I can't remember why.
Yeah, they had the side charging handle ARs that were reciprocated.
Yes.
And I had a 308 from them that felt like you were shooting a 22. It was unbelievable. One of the most fun rifles with a large caliber that you could have shot. And ended up having to sell that and needed the money at the time. So that was a tough one. That one ripped my heart out.
Right.
But, and then another one, more practical one, was I had one of the first HK VP9s, when they first released them. And I don't know if it was just that first run that was so great or what, but I have bought one to replace it since, and I've shot two others. None of them shoot the way that first one did. it was just like, that was one of those guns, you know how there's some guns that almost do the shooting for you.
Right.
I took it to the range and I pulled it out, loaded the magazine. First shot, bullseye. Oh, cool. Good shot. Second shot, nothing happened. I'm like, oh, crap. third shot, fourth shot, fifth shot. I'm like, what is wrong? I'm not hitting the broadside of the barn. Well, then I brought the paper closer. They were all going through the same hole. Because that hole was just getting slightly bigger and bigger. I'm like, oh my God, this thing is dead eye. The other three that I've shot in the last few years, not as much. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe my trigger finger is not as good as it should. Maybe well, my eyesight is not as good.
So the first go round of the VP9, I had one of those too. The reason I don't have it is it had the one I had because of the spring or something. It had a tendency to bang itself out of battery.
Oh, yikes!
I didn't like that much. I mean, and it would be something like if you suddenly if it was in battery and you pushed your hand out real quick, it was on the gun, it would bang back enough, it would flex enough to where it would come out of battery. So,
oh, wow.
I got rid of it for that reason. It shot like a dream. I actually like that magazine release on those, on that one that's mounted on the trigger guard. I like it.
I do too. It took a little bit to get used to, but once you get used to it, it's nice.
So, why would 22 Plinkster be all set and connected and just attached to a Desert Eagle? He's the 22 Plinkster.
Well, it's funny because I made a troll account at one point. A lot of people don't realize he and I were high school basketball rivals. And it was funny. The first time we met since then was at a Second Amendment rally in Nashville. And Hickok 45 had introduced us. He goes, oh, y'all two both played at high school basketball about the same time. Y'all might know each other. We both kept staring at each other, looking, going, how do I know you? I can't figure it out. And I figured out what his ex-job used to be, and we had crossed paths with that. And I was like, no, I know you from something else. And then finally, I said, do you play basketball? He goes, yeah, I played high school and college. I was like, where'd you play high school basketball? And he was like, Pleasant View Christian. I was like, oh, my God. I said, I went to Lighthouse Christian. And all of a sudden, we were like, everything came flooding back. We knew exactly who each other were. So it's funny because everything we do together ends up being a competition. Like, if you gave us both a ham sandwich, he and I would figure out a way to make that a competition. But he offered to buy that Desert Eagle, and I was like, I may want it back one day. He goes, well, you can buy it back, but apparently he fell in love with it too. It's a fun gun to shoot. I mean, you take that big old 50 AE round and not feel too bad. I mean, does it have a lot of recoil compared to a 9? Absolutely. But a 50 AE in the Desert Eagle versus that 500 Magnum with the Wesson is nothing. It's a fun gun to shoot.
Why do you like those big calibers? Can you shoot those well?
The Desert Eagle I could. The Smith & Wesson, I actually hit a 200-yard gong once, but that was once out of, 10 tries. But as far as, like, up close, I mean, I'm fairly accurate with it. It's more of just a fun thing. It's funny because people are like, well, that's a bear gun if you're up in Alaska and a bear charges you. I don't know if I'd want that where it's harder to get back on target quicker.
Right.
Or if I'd want something with a ton of rounds that I know I'd be accurate with unloading into that bear charging.
Like, say, a 10 millimeter.
10 millimeter, even like one of the 5.7s. I've heard that new Smith & Wesson 5.7 is smooth like butter, but I haven't shot it yet.
I have not either. Speaking of Smith,
I'm not an M&P fan.
I don't have anything against the M&P. I just kind of think that the M&P is it's good, but it's not. It's like the Toyota Camry of guns.
Mm-hmm.
I have no.
I could see that.
Yeah, I don't have any. I don't have any aversion to it or anything. But there are other guns I would prefer. I mean, I prefer the grip angle of the 509. But I prefer every bit of the ergos of the Walther. But the Smith & Wesson has really pretty good fundamental ergonomics, and I just, I don't own one currently anyway. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, the M&P to me is that weird, weird middle ground when it comes to grip angle and ergonomics. You know, the Glock is one extreme, and the 1911 is another extreme.
Indeed.
The M&P falls in the middle in this weird spot. You know, there's other pistols that are closer to the 1911, like, you know, the CVs, the SIGs. They've got similar grip angles. But then the M&P took it kind of closer to the Glock, but not as extreme as the Glock. So it's just a weird feeling. And when you shoot it for a while, you get used to it. A lot of people I know love it. I mean, that's what they swear by. I've just never really got into it. I mean, kind of like I've never really dug the Toyota Camry.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know the Toyota Camry is reliable as hell, and it'll run. So,
well, if you're going to be looking at an M&P, you got to get a 2.0. You cannot get the 1.0, because the trigger on those were abysmal. But we're coming up on the last break, and what I find interesting about what Zeke does is Zeke is really rounding himself out as far as having a very even, expansive approach to what they teach at MGS Trade School. If you want to be a gunsmith, if you want to reinvent, it's never too late. It's never too late at all. It doesn't matter when you start. I reinvented myself at the age of 49, when most of my guys were getting out there and getting ready to. They were revving up to retire. So, MGS.edu. We'll be right back talking to Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with, or I am speaking with, Zeke Stout from MGS Trade School. He just got done. He's now a USCCA certified instructor. Exactly what is it you can instruct, by the way? I didn't even ask you that.
I can construct concealed carry weapons and home defense. I can instruct both those courses as split out into two. I can do the real estate safety course. Some of the defensive firearm shooting courses, like the mini courses. There's several different things that I could do, and I'm working on right now getting certified on the active shooter training and for like institutions, churches, et cetera, like that. Wow, I learned my English in Tennessee. Et cetera, like that. Wow. Okay. But yeah, there's lots of different things I can teach. I'm going to start off, with just concealed carry weapons, and home defense planning. I might hold some real estate agent, safety courses. One thing I'm going to do is develop an attorney, safety course. My girlfriend is an attorney, and, we talked about kind of combining the home defense, the concealed weapons course, and the real estate course, and kind of putting in what's pertinent for attorneys. Cause they deal with a lot of people that may end up wanting to take them out at some point.
Right.
So I think that's important. I think attorneys would be a good, target market to really kind of help them out and get them more prepared. And if anything, just have better situational awareness. Cause, you know, they're constantly slammed. They're really busy. They're always on their phone and emails and calls and everything else. And you lose that situational awareness when you're staring at your phone like that. One of the fascinating things about the course, and I'm going to use this with my kids, it's something I haven't always known, but from the trainings I've done and I've taught my kids is being situational aware, keep your head out of your phone, don't be a target. And even myself, I've tried to behave that way, but I've never put myself in the bad guy's shoes and had to be the bad guy and pick a target in a room.
Right.
Walking by somebody. So what they did is they took this itty bitty girl, that's about half my size. Well, not itty bitty. I mean, she's half my size. So half my size is still like 5'7", 5'8". Wait, no, that would make me 10 foot 12. Never mind. You know what I'm trying to say.
I do. I do.
But, and then they took a guy that was about my height. He's maybe 6'4", 6'5", somewhere in there. And they said, okay, now these are going to be the two people you walk by. You're a criminal. You don't want to be seen. You don't want to go to jail. You don't want trouble, but you need to get some money. You need to take somebody out. Who do you think you'd pick right off the bat? Before you walk by him. And I'm like, okay, the girl, I can subdue her. She's half my size. I can take her out. The guy's a bigger guy, whatever. They said, okay. and they had talked to them ahead of time. And so they walked by me, and the girl is looking me up and down. She's analyzing me. She's looking right at me.
I got you. Go ahead.
I was like, oh, man, she knows what I look like. She knows what I'm wearing. She could identify me. She's being a good witness. But then the guy walks by who I was like, I don't want to tussle with him. He's staring at his phone. I could have walked up and slit his throat, and he wouldn't have had any clue. Putting yourself in the mindset of the criminal, kind of, even though you already know that behavior, it really, really sets it in concrete. Just to see somebody tiny that you can probably physically subdue, but then they're analyzing you, you're like, oh man, I'm not going to attack her because she's going to be a good witness. But that guy has no clue. He's oblivious. So that was fascinating to me. That was pretty interesting.
I wouldn't even know where to begin with that one. That seems like a very specialized niche of instruction right there.
It is. And we're going to the mindset. You know, how do you get it in your head? Because we've all gotten to the point where we're slammed or busy and we look at our phones when probably we shouldn't be in the location we're at. I'm guilty of it. You know, I've sat in parking garage and after a meeting and I've opened my phone and started reading email. Well, guess what? I'm not looking in my mirrors. I'm not looking around me. I'm not very situationally aware when I'm looking at my emails in there. But doing that, putting yourself in the mindset of the bad guy, it changes things. It really opens your eyes. You may know that concept, but to actually feel it and feel what a bad guy would look for that's interesting. Pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's being able to be that sort of emphatic is a very difficult thing. They make movies about that kind of thing. You know, the whole thing with Hannibal Lecter, the pretense with Hannibal Lecter, which didn't involve Jodie Foster, was a movie called Manhunter. And the guy,
I'm at the old one with the CSI guy.
Yeah, and that guy in that movie, he was supposed to be an empath that could put himself in the mindset of a serial killer, which meant he was constantly fighting mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's an interesting way of looking at things.
Oh, absolutely is. Definitely is.
Now, is that going to be something you teach at MGS, Rachel?
I would have to figure out how to do it. The problem with it would be if we started teaching it there, it would be a direct competition with the USCCA and the NRA. So we're we don't want to do that.
Okay.
But it's something that I could teach on my own. It's something I could teach. Maybe we do it through the school where we have a mobile school that we do this, but that's down the road because it's not even in my 2-year plan to look at doing that. But like on the weekends, I can make a little extra money doing it. But I think the biggest thing is it's given more credibility to what I can talk about and post, but then also it's given us some ideas on curriculum that we can use. Cause I mean, and improving myself, you know, we talk about when we do our spots on your show, you know, reinventing yourself. But it's not even just to reinvent yourself and start a new career. Maybe you're already in the firearms industry and you're an accountant, right? But you want to broaden your horizons and improve upon what you already know and work in the industry. I mean, our course is good for that too, mainly because it's fairly inexpensive and a lot of companies would be willing to educate their employees through our program for that in the industry. So
it's an interesting walk you get to walk because I don't know if you, I mean, with MGS Trade School, with the stuff that you try to include with it, I guess sometimes something might just present itself and you'd be like, yeah, this is a really good idea. But there's probably other things you look at and say, I need to.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, one of the things we are looking to do is do education modules for companies to help train their employees as they bring them on board.
Right. Well, that'd be good because everybody's got their own little system. Everybody's got their own little thing they got going on, so that would always be good. But for those of you that are wondering, this is not the only Geek Out with Zeke Stout. I wanted to do this one because last week I couldn't get him right because he was going to that class. And that's why we're doing that today to take advantage of his latest educational endeavor that he did for himself.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's a double whammy for us.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. MGS.edu, that is where you can reinvent yourself. You can become something that you may have wanted to do for a long time, and you can do it without a huge, huge expenditure on your part, and you'll be well on your way. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
You are very welcome.
As for me, I'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I would like for you, if you would be so kind, to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.